ALJ made significant legal errors, substantial errors, errors in finding that Mr. Todd's intellectual disability did not meet the requirements of Section 1205B and 1205C. The legal error is significant in the decision, page 23. ALJ specifically stated that there is no evidence showing that the claimant could possibly meet such a function to address vague, long, or soft prior to age 22. There is definitely no requirement that an individual have this level of deficit in terms of functioning to meet the requirements of listening. ALJ also made a factual error in discussing Mr. Todd's special education history. He said, although there is evidence showing the claimant attended special education classes from 1967 to 1972, in fact, he attended special education classes his entire year of schooling from 1959 to 1972. The record of page 208 discusses his elementary school special education. Apparently, he had to fall from a swing when he was a child and suffered a head injury. This was explained in the record. In elementary school, which retains 4 years in level 2 in special ed classes from 1960 to 1964, when he was in high school, every academic class was in special ed, English, social studies, arithmetic, science, American government, U.S. history, all were in special ed. While he did take driver's ed, it was a requirement in California. He failed that in 1970. I'm curious about what the mentioned errors is in the middle selection. It seems like the ALJ seemed to rely on the fact that he had a new driver's license. It's really this was a mistake. He went to a doctor and produced an ID to consult his physician. The doctor wrote it was an ID, but it was a California ID, but another doctor, Dr. Nagel, who's continued to ALJ reply, stated that he wanted an ID and then tossed another driver's license. He does not have a driver's license. He never learned to drive. He testified that he never learned to drive. That he never passed the test. This was testimony at the hearing itself.
That was confusion because that seemed to be a central part of the ALJ. He came back to the fact that he had a driver's license and it was inconsistent that he could draw based on that. And so I wanted to find that out. And here's a question for you. Why was there such a long wait to have an IQ test sort of from
He was not as an intersection of the attorney who met and was trying to get special deficits.
I was worried on the eve of the deficiency going on the eve of this hearing.
I think the case came to him late to make a ton of that on specific reasons, but he looked at school records on page 7. He had an IQ test in a Western adult. IQ test when he turned 16 on the second show that he had a high IQ of 70.
So what I'm saying is that it's the other, the government of ALJ's
Thank you. source of Mr. Hunt's daily activities. Mr. Hunt's prior work experience, and then he went to talk to his psychiatric professional, and he pointed to a lot of things. Those are things we have to consider because he was able to make medical changes. He won't make that determination, and I'm just trying to find out if he had an opportunity to say or show us why that is not substantial evidence to support an ALJ decision. Well, if I mentioned that such a mistake about special education, it wasn't special education's entire year of schooling. The validity issue, the existing only states that you submit you, is required that the examiner should discuss the validity of the doctor. She also did discuss the validity of the state and that he performed the results. Three different testings presented a valid estimate of the ability, so we did address the validity that was referenced in the report. The ALJ also mentioned these activities of playing cards and dominoes, and in some sense they show mathematical abilities. But if you look at the author, there's indications that he did not have such mathematical abilities. For example, Dr. Dale noted that he refused to attempt zero-digit subtraction during testing. He refused to do spelling, to decline his spelling tests. His brother handles his bills and his money. Dr. Chalston noted he didn't even know the day. He had a year wrong by a year. The day paid wrong by a year. He was also, he could not handle his funds, as was stated by Dr. Chalston. So it's a funny thing. Mathematical abilities was rebutted by actual findings by the doctor. The actual consultant doctor did not report that he presented an IIA. He was only one doctor. There were two other doctors who talked about he said he had an IIA. And Dr. Dagle, in his report, mentioned on the first page of the report that he presented an IIA and that stated specifically that he did not have a driver's license. So that report was really indicating that he looked at it and realized he was not a driver's license. So it was a mistake. His history is semi-stupor, he's saying, because he was a corporal from the river, but in fact, it's just inconsistent with his history, but his history of the work that he performed was a very low level of semi-stupor work, but the vocational preparation is really at the lowest selling skills. But in any event, his testimony at the hearing was he really just pushed boxes around. He didn't do, it appears though, he did very much. He did the same kind of work as the other people in his job. So there is a reference that he I think he mostly moved boxes around. The name of the very library actually his testimony was not very clear. Mr. Fox's own testimony, he read the record, he had a lot of stumbling words, and he did ask the questions that he asked, and he did not understand the question very well, which is consistent with his history. ALJ's research relied on that in his work history. He looked at Dr. Dagle's comments of his intellectual function. Dr. Dagle was the first who was a psychiatrist, not a psychologist, who knew any testing. his examination, he indicated in the first part of his observations where he was so normal, but he had a diagnosis. He said he appeared to be borderline intellectual functioning. It's just an opinion based on a one-time meeting, which we certainly consider does not have the same weight as the actual system performed by Dr. Salton, which is consistent with the early records from his childhood. I want to briefly mention the two other arguments we made in our case. We raised the credibility issue and the ALJ's findings are somewhat similar. Many of these same things have already discussed. The findings were not supported by the record. And the fact that the question to the vocational expert we contend was not, did not contain all of his limitations. Even Dr. Taylor said he had moderate limitations and ability to handle job stress that was consistent with what Dr. Charlton had. So it's admitted there should have been some questioning, including job stress, how to manage job stress, and the questioning of what happened with respect to the vocational expert.
Good morning. She's supposed to be on the Commissioner of Social Security. I'm a superintendent's worker. She's a Thank you.
but it said responding to the benchmark to the report. That's what it's supposed to do. It's not a sustained total. The first is the work history. The work history is inconsistent with the report. Oh, I was wrong. It's true. I think it's only one reason. We're talking about each other. If I'm old, I'm going to throw that picture. It's just the other as well. So, the conclusion is that the next determinant is not a function of the report.
Thank you.